Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Marie Dubuque is here. Marie Dubuque is a certified life coach and etiquette expert. She's the author of seven books, count them, seven books on social interaction, that kind of topic. And she's joined us many times over the years to help us understand how to talk to other people and to get the best out of those relationships, especially with regard to our relationship as an employer with our employees. And she's our good friend, Marie Dubuque. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim.
Good to have you back.
Talk about. I haven't, I don't know why, but lately I have been getting lots of emails and comments on my YouTube channel about bad bosses.
Bad bosses.
Out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They humiliate their employees in front of other people, especially the quiet ones. I got this email from this young woman. She's quiet, and her boss will humiliate her in front of other coworkers.
Yeah.
And she feels because she won't stand up for herself, she won't talk back, and she's very quiet, and she wants to know what to do.
Well, the thing about that, Marie, if she needs the job and she likes working there, except not for him or her, we shouldn't presume. We shouldn't presume it's a guy, though, right?
It is in this case, but you're right.
Well, darn, you shouldn't have told us that. You should have told us. You're letting the women off the hook when you do that, Marie. But there actually are people talking now about mean girl bosses, you know, that kind of thing. But regardless, if she's shy and doesn't have a strong personality, her best bet is to let him do whatever he wants to do, because the more he does it, the smaller he appears.
Right, right. And not show a reaction.
Not show a reaction. Do not let him. Do not let him feel that it's upsetting her. Take him as the buffoon he is.
Yes.
As the small person that he is, and if he's doing it in front of other people, then the more he does it, the smaller he's going to look, and eventually he'll nobody should have to put up with that. But bad behavior is not against the law, unfortunately, right?
I know.
Maybe I should say fortunately. I don't know, but seriously, bad behavior is not against the law. But you know, there are some things that he could cross the line into an actionable event there.
Right, and I told her, and I suggested that she calmly tell him, this is between you and I, not any of my coworkers, so let's take this into your office or into my office, and then tell him in private, do not humiliate me in front of my coworkers.
Well, here's what I would say. You're not going to, I don't think that's going to work with a guy like that.
What my husband said, too.
Here's what you got to do is you got to walk in there and say, hey, boss, this is what you're doing. Would you mind telling me why?
Right.
And make him think about it. Put it back on him. But now remember what I said, Marie, the very first thing I said. If she's shy and doesn't have a strong personality, which I guess maybe one, you know, those are mutually exclusive. But I mean, if she doesn't have if she's shy, that means she probably won't confront the boss. Shy people typically don't confront somebody like that.
Right, right. That's why they get picked on. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but as I said, in this day and world, there's a real heightened sensitivity to people being abusive, and which is what that is. That's just being bullied. He's just just bullying her, and she just, I'm not saying she should roll over and take it. I'm just saying that there's a way to handle it so that he looks small when he does that.
Right. I love that you said ask him why, because then that puts the focus back on him, and he has to explain his behavior. I love that.
You know what? I'll tell you what else she could do. She could do it in front of the group. She could say, "Boss, I thought this meeting was about business. Why would you say something like that to me?" Now, but now here's the thing, though. You know, there are repercussions from things like that. And so, frankly, I think she's got to be thinking, unfortunately, she's got to be thinking, I may be in the wrong place with the wrong person.
Yeah,
I may have to go somewhere else. And if I hope that she's not, doesn't feel that she's being held hostage. But that happens.
Right.
Men, and it's not, and it doesn't just happen to women.
Right.
Men get that treatment too.
And always it seems like the bosses, a lot of bosses are on some kind of a power trip. So it's not a coincidence that this boss is like that, unfortunately. I think sometimes corporate culture, I don't know.
Was this a big company or a small company?
It's a small company.
Yeah.
Small company.
Well, let me take.
Do you think that it encourages that?
No. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why you're getting a concentrated dose of this from your folks. Nobody's going to write you or call you and say, "Marie, I've got the loveliest boss in the world.
Right.
This person is like Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and Mary Teresa and the Pope all wrapped up into one." Nobody's going to do that. You know, and Marie, 10,000 planes landed safely this morning around the world. That's not news.
Right. And you only hear about the crashes.
That's right. So, no, this is, I'm going to tell you something. I spent my life around small businesses. And this guy is an aberration, and I'll tell you another reason why you may be hearing more about this. Because the job market is so tight, people are putting up with people like that more than they used to, than they should have to. When the economy picks up one of these decades, and the employment gets back under control, that guy won't have anybody to work for him.
Right. And I encourage my son's starting college, and he's going to be looking for internships and that sort of thing. And I encouraged him to not go find a big company. I said, find the smallest company.
The only thing I will say is big companies, for right out of college, big companies have great training programs that he could never get at a lot of small businesses. That's and my audience knows how I feel about that. Hold on to that thought, Marie. Give us your website quickly, Marie.
Oh, youtube.com/MarieDubuque.
All right, quick break. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.